Race Day, September 8th, 2013. This was the moment I had prepared for. We got to the race site at 5:30 a.m. for a 7 a.m. start time. I had already accomplished and fulfilled my first fear by being at the start line. I texted my mentor and thanked him for his support. Without him, I would not even be at the start line. The race began, and it took everything in me to mentally believe in the training program I had used and practiced with for the last 8 weeks. We planned that I would start increase my run time in the beginning. If my knee bothered me too much, I would reduce it. In the past, I would usually worry about what others would think if I started walking after some time. But the unstoppable mindset and the belief that I had built strengthened me to get past that. It seemed my first mile would never come. Then my second, third, fourth, and fifth. By mile five, I thought to myself, this is much harder than my training. Just when I started having fears and doubts, I heard someone screaming my name. Lavina, I am here. You are doing so well. Keep pushing. Guess who it was? My coach. Wow. Just when I needed that extra push, he was there. What an incredible person he was. I had definitely chosen the right mentor. He was my rock. I kept pushing at mile nine because I had missed the required pace. I came too far to give up. The problem is most people give up in life too quickly. Tip: life is not a race. It doesn't matter how fast you cross the finish line. It matters only if you cross the finish line. I was focused and kept running. Then my cell phone battery died, which meant I had no music motivation. It was all mental at this point. At mile 12, my coach appeared again, calling, Lavina, you're almost done. This is it. Just go and get your finisher's medal. This was it for me. I was ready to cross over. This was the day I had worked hard for. This was the day I could achieve something that previously I never thought possible. Till today, I am not sure what could have come of me if I had not heard the voice and the motivation he gave me. It took very little for him to inspire me. I just needed to hear someone tell me I could do it. We all need that in our success journey. We need to hear that little positive voice as we go along this path, as it's not easy at all. This confirmed to me that we all have the abilities in us to accomplish anything we set our mind to, because God has built us that way. Your mind is what will ultimately push you to the finish line. I also never knew this, but along the 13-mile course, there were motivational quotations everywhere. They were meant for you to read, but either way, it was all to strengthen your mind. The principle of the compound effect had made it possible. Having the right mentorship had made it possible. Being surrounded with the right people and environment had made it possible. Having the right mental attitude had made it possible. And finally, faith had made it possible. The moment of crossing the finish line was one I had dreamed about and envisioned. It was fulfilling. I had done it. I did it. I did it. I did it. Hooray! What a blessing. What an accomplishment. And what an experience. After the finish, my mentor told me how many people passed out close to the finish line, and I considered myself to be lucky. How close are you to your finish line? Are you considering passing out and giving up? Why not give yourself that extra push to get over the hump? Do you still think you can do this by yourself without a mentor? These are all questions I pose to you to help you reflect on your journey. Success is yours. It can only be achieved if you take the right steps. As you can see from my 8-week experience I have shared with you, the journey was not smooth. I didn't have to be perfect. It mattered most that I stayed the course and followed through. I had a lot of distractions and challenges, but it mattered that I picked up and moved on. I was not looking for perfection. I was simply looking for consistency. I did not maintain my 13-minute pace, but it mattered that I crossed the finish line. Who cares how long it takes you to cross the finish line or the imperfections in your journey? Who are you looking to please, yourself or others? Make a decision and stick with it, understanding that whichever path you choose, it will require commitment, dedication, and willpower to cross over the finish line.